Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The story is the story of two guys who start at the bottom with a lot of hard work, continue along the bottom, and finally end up at the bottom.
Quit effing with our show, you're gon' ruin it. Escape from the suits, we pursuing it. Tunneled out Shawshank through the sewer, kid. Now we're chilling at the Eagle, yeah, we doing it. 2 o'clock on the dot, gotta have it. For my house of ghost status, Howard Stern and Kid Craddock. Shows adding up, multiply like a rabbit. Tune in, zone out, crank it up, beat the habit.
I wanna hang out with my friends. Rockin' on the radio, my homegrown homeboy's been a skin. Talking on the radio, it's time to do this once again. Oh baby, here we go, KT, Christina, been a skin. All up on my radio.
People don't forget.
That's right. Hey, do not forget. Hello and welcome, everybody. It's the world-famous Ben and Skin Show, 97.1 The Eagle. Thanks for joining us today. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. Who's sipping on something?
Yeah, was that you?
That was my stomach.
No.
You know, we joke around about that because your stomach makes a lot of noise, but, you know, you may be going through some stuff over there. You might, like, have a... you might be juggling colostomy bags or something over there, and I don't have fun at your expense while...
No, you can have it.
You have a poo bag that's making all that noise.
The poo bag is called my stomach. and so I'm doing some experimentation. So, sexually.
Okay.
No, I'm doing some experimentation.
With the poo bag.
And what I did was I'm adjusting my coffee intake and the time of day that I drink it. And I think no one has hurt my stomach in the last 2 days, right?
All right.
You heard it all last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
and you
every
heard
day.
It at the beginning of the week. And so now I've cut back
okay. On
coffee. I'm changing the times at which I eat. And if I have that hankering, I'm going with hot tea, and I think it solved the problem. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. You'll see, Ben.
You'll see.
You'll see.
You'll see.
Boy, this is going to be a good show. Let us introduce this crew that's going to shepherd you all the way through this bad boy. I'm Ben Rogers. I'm joined by Jeff Skin Wade. We've got Kevin KT Turner and Christina K. Ray Ray. And two very important milestones today that we need to get into right off the top with today's show. Probably the more important one, tonight we are going to an amazing restaurant with some friends. Very special occasion.
McDonald's.
And it is a top 10 restaurant in the world,
that's
according...
Wendy's.
Okay. According to Forbes.
Yeah, it's Wendy's. She's right.
It is Nick and Sam's.
Oh!
And do you have some music you could play to signify the fact that...
Nick,
I'm sure several songs have been
Sam's,
written about this.
Sam's.
It's Christina Ray's first time.
Yeah, it is.
Whoa. Keep playing the music, dude. It breaks the mood if you make it off the record.
Okay. Don't look at me.
When I think of good food, this is what happens.
It is.
This is Christina singing to that cotton candy that's got sparklers coming out of it.
Oh, yeah, that's coming, huh?
What?
That could be coming.
It comes last. It's at the end of the meal.
I mean,
there's cotton candy? What?
Bro,
so,
yes.
Yeah, what do I expect? I asked you guys yesterday what to wear because that's my number one thing.
Wear a tuxedo.
I don't want to overdress and I don't want to underdress.
I'm dressing like Braveheart.
Okay.
So, the thing is, Braveheart. Nick and Sam's, it is...
Stupid.
Yes, Forbes called it a top 10 dining experience in the world. So they can, if I was them, I would just wear that magazine like a necklace. What is that on your neck? Oh, it's Forbes. I didn't realize I was wearing this Forbes necklace. Oh, look, here's the article that called us a top 10 dining experience in the world.
A Forbes necklace.
It's not too, even though it is one of the greatest restaurants on the planet, easily in Dallas-Fort Worth, it's not overly pretentious.
Yeah, okay.
It's like cool and laid back.
Okay.
Now, you can't go in there like wearing Daisy Dukes or...
You actually
do that.
No, you can as long as you're currently with like Porzingis or whatever.
Okay. Because
one of the things that happens is that all the rich uptown people and millionaire 25-year-olds that play professional sports go in there frequently, and they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
True. So it's not uncommon to look to your left and see some, like, 50-year-old white people, like, dressed like they just left an event, and then look to your right and see some 25-year-old people wearing, like, a string bikini or whatever because they're hip and can do whatever they want.
It's a little too cold for that, but yeah.
Yeah,
can
but
do
you
that.
Get what I'm saying. If you're happening, you can do what you
okay.
want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. And I have been in there. Look, anytime you get to go to Nick and Sam's, it's a special occasion. You know, it's just, it doesn't have to be. You can go there more often than that, but I'm just saying, it's very special when you get to go. Like, I can remember, it's without question the best meals I've ever had in my life have been at Nick and Sam's. And it is pretty cool. There's two different rooms you can go to. There's the bar area, which has tables, and it's like having the best dining experience you've ever had in a nightclub, kind of.
Because
there's awesome music just banging loud.
It's like, a happening bar.
Very happening. Like, if you're eating dinner in there, you're going to have a hard time talking to someone who's two seats over.
Yeah.
Because you are jamming. Okay. And it's awesome in that way. Best food you've ever had with cool music playing. But if you're in the main, more traditional dining room, well, there's a pianist who's playing badass music on a piano, and it's a little quieter, and you can have a bigger conversation or whatever. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And then the third room has a pianist.
Well.
No.
No?
That's Chef John.
Yeah.
No, yeah, Chef John's the pianist.
Okay.
And then the pianist.
A what?
But I would say this. Like, if you're trying to, like, obviously they do steaks. But I'll put it to you like this. So Samir Durandahar is, like, the brains behind it, right? The head chef. And he's a world-famous chef. He's such a brilliant chef, Samir, that, Derek Jeter tried to get him to go open a steak restaurant in New York. So think about that. Derek Jeter's in New York already.
Jeter!
And has the whole New York chef community to pull from, but he tried to get Samir to go there and do it.
It's incredible.
So, like, this Salt Bay guy that's so famous.
Please don't bring him up.
I'm that guy couldn't hold Samir's nutsack.
No, he couldn't.
That whole thing is, that guy is basically the equivalent to Grimace at McDonald's.
Yes.
That's what everybody needs to know.
Yeah, and people overpay for that.
Yeah, not for long they won't.
Come feed my wife steak and throw salt on it.
Hey, where's the mascot? He's in another city. He's not going to sweat on my food. Oh, it's this expensive? All right, I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah, the sweat's the biggest thing.
I don't get it.
The salt goes down and touches his elbows. I don't want to eat anything off anyone's elbow.
I don't want any of my dinners to be based off a meme.
Okay, but food style wise, even though it is steaks and elite steaks, like as good as any steakhouse in the world, I also think it's arguably the best sushi in town.
Ooh. Yeah, it's really
so
good.
So it's not a sushi restaurant per se, but it's as good as any sushi restaurant you could ever go to.
It's like high end continental, basically.
Okay.
You know, there was one time where we went there with my nephew. And he's real little, and they were trying to figure out what to make him, and they decided they were going to make him chicken strips, which isn't even on the menu. And they made him chicken strips.
Yeah.
And they were the best chicken strips I've ever had in my life.
Of course.
And then they're them.
And then the kid was like, these aren't breaded?
Oh, they were breaded.
Oh, were they really?
They made them just like regular breaded. They made them like you would go. And then when everybody was going nuts over the Popeye's chicken sandwich, they made them as appetizers. But they were obviously way nicer than that. But it was following a similar, and they were insane. And it wasn't even really on the menu.
And one of the things people always do, this is why we brought up, people always do on social media when they go to Nick and Sam's, because people always want to gram it, bro, is they always post when they bring the exploding neon sign cotton candy that shows up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you see that on social media. A lot of people go there and they want to post that.
That sounds awesome.
It's pretty cool.
The rainbow cake.
Oh, yeah.
But what? Yeah, it's a rainbow cake. It's like a white cake, and in the middle of it, each layer is a different color of flour.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's like, how do you, How do you even prepare to eat a meal like this?
Well, here's what you do. And here's what I've learned from is just apps are going to come, mm-hmm. all right? And they're going to come, they're going to roll around the table. It's almost as if there were a Lazy Susan in the middle of the table.
Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to talk about
that. You're
not
a Lazy Susan guy.
Yeah. So what you're going to want to do is just make sure, we have a big table tonight, all right?
Okay. You will.
Just make sure that you don't overdo on one particular app and just kind of ease up.
Pace yourself.
If you say, oh, yeah, I'd like to try that, but I really don't like those, maybe just let that go.
All right.
Or maybe you try it and see if you like it.
I do like to try
it. But don't
stuff.
Overdo it, because by the time it's entree time, you're going to be going, ugh.
Shouldn't have tried that.
Because you went too hard on the apps.
I think
pace yourself.
Yeah, I do think this makes a lot of sense. If you look at it as, I just want to taste everything. Just get a little bite. You're going to be perfect.
Don't go crazy. It's hard, though.
It is difficult.
Each bite you take is going to be like one of the greatest bites of your career as an eater.
Sir. The first one will just pop.
What?
Hey. I mean, the first bite you take, your mouth will go, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you also want to save room, because some of those desserts that are going to be coming down the pike are going to be like some of the greatest desserts you've ever had. So anyways, we're excited. Very special event tonight. And so that's a big milestone. Christina K. Ray's first time at Nick and Sam. So that'll be awesome. And we're doing it for a very special cause. And then we also have, today is the anniversary of Kevin KT Turner joining our show. It was on this day in 2013.
Is that right?
KT joined us.
I got you guys a gift.
Oh.
A gift?
Oh, I guess I had to turn my volume up.
A gilf?
I call them gifs.
For my 8th anniversary on the show, I got you guys a gift.
I got
it. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Audio mess.
You have
up.
The campfire?
Here it is.
Can you figure the news? Oh my God.
This is huge, guys. So the CDC has said people fully vaccinated don't need to wear face masks social distance at gatherings of any size.
It's going down!
Indoor
for real!
Or outdoor.
Oh, please send that to my wife. Dude.
Yeah.
So I was arguing with her last night. Because basically the CDC's been about 6 months behind on everything. And so the big news story yesterday was Fauci was saying you don't have to wear it outside. I go, honey, you don't have to wear it inside either. They're being triple safe. They're six months behind. Trust me, it's happening. And one day later, they're saying it.
Going down for real.
The recommendations were made in part because of the growing understanding that fully vaccinated people are less likely to transmit the virus to others.
Let's go.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. We've all longed for this moment where we can get back to the sense of some normalcy.
Oh, my God.
We
Send
can
me
do
that
it.
Story.
It's everything is happening.
Where is that story from?
Everywhere.
Okay.
Every outlet.
I want to kiss a stranger.
Now, there are people that are still being like,
Again,
I call my dong the stranger. Ben,
now I
step up to the plate.
I want to be fair. The one way...
I'm looking for something larger.
Really?
KT's had it.
Like a, happy anniversary,
it was like
KT.
A shrimp cocktail.
KT, this is amazing. So let's get back, though. You kind of threw down some cover fire, and you tried to distract this with that important news.
Yeah,
oh, you do?
Yeah.
You have the hot air balloon segment you did where our boss wanted to kick you off the show?
No.
That was day 2, wasn't it?
I do have a bunch of crap. But this recommendation, because it comes amid mounting evidence that the vaccines are effective in preventing infections and are effective against variants of the virus currently circulating in the United States. So the one thing I would say, I think we're good.
You're good.
The one thing I would say is everyone needs to get vaccinated, probably, is what they're saying. That's what they're saying. But the one thing that I would say is if what's happening in India or another bad variant, you know, breaks out in another country and somehow gets here, they'll probably go back on that.
Yeah, it can mutate. You know, if you look, though, we're...
But we're good.
Yeah, here's the thing I would say, too, if you look at the timeline. Go back and look at the timeline historically on the Spanish influenza.
Oh, I don't have time for that.
No, I'm just saying it was about a year.
Oh.
And then they got the vaccines. And also back then we weren't as densely populated, obviously. They did have huge cities, but we have densely populated suburbs, right? It's just that's the nature of the world.
I can't tell if you're saying densely as being overpopulated or stupid people
said
or
densely.
Both.
I'm densely populated.
Okay, but back to the main breaking news. This is the anniversary of you joining our show. And I'm so happy you joined our show, Kevin. You're immensely talented. We love you. You're hilarious. But I remember early on when we had reached out to Bob and Dan because we were trying to find out, hey, who are some of the people? And they had mentioned that you were like one of the next up-and-comers over at the Ticket. Gordon Keith had hand-selected you to be his successor in the year 2038. And Skin, I think you were more familiar with KT than I was, right?
Yeah, I knew KT because we were both music nerds.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of had a sexual music relationship.
Yeah, and you guys had seen me in locker rooms. I mean, in Mavs locker room because I was covering games and stuff. And I'd seen you at the Rangers, you know, in the locker room and things like that.
It's called a clubhouse.
Clubhouse, whatever.
But I was, it's strange.
But, you know, you're still like, I'm a young guy, you know.
Yeah, but it was, I always had a lot of respect for anybody who was working their way up at the Ticket because that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
We worked our way up at the Ticket and then left. But it was also like sometimes in radio, you have to be a part of just one cult or tribe, right? And then there's these walls that come up and everybody's kind of wired that way. Mm-hmm. It's our station against the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think younger people at radio stations are probably more interested in following that so they don't get called out for it than others.
Yeah, and I think also the Ticket did a really good job of branding a cult.
Yeah.
And I mean that, I'm not saying that in some crush thing. I'm saying Reiner created this sort of ethos that everybody adhered to for the most part, except for Corby, that was a cult. And Reiner will even talk about it now very openly, like, maybe I would have done things differently or whatever, but it very much benefited them. They created a blind loyalty. I mean, I was blind. I can remember when we were over there, the program director asking me what I thought about ESPN radio. And I said, I've never listened to it. I never listened.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Because what? You don't listen to the competition? I was like, why? Listen to the Ticket. He's like, that's stupid. You're stupid. You need to know what's going on around
dumbass.
You. And it was that whole thing of just, I was blindly loyal to the cult. I didn't even really listen to radio outside of that.
Yeah.
You know, so I get it and I understand it and I think it's very smart on their part to do that.
Yeah, and essentially it's similar to what we tried to do with Tolo at the Fan, turn on, leave on, just the idea of, that was more so the idea of galvanizing all the shows together. Because the Ticket had this bunker, or has this thing, where it's like we're all in this together. Like each show fighting for each other, they're all friends, they all appear on each other's shows. And we didn't have that at the Fan. We had every show was on its own island, in its own silo, like not necessarily even friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then when all the shows came together and we bonded, and then the listener knew that it's cool to listen. Oh, it's cool. Because we would have people that would go, man, I'm sorry, I'm a Sean and RJ fan. Or sorry, I'm G-Bag Nation. We're like, why are you apologizing? Like, we're on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if one of us succeeds, we all succeed. If we all succeed.
But it was a really toxic place when we arrived there.
It was. Yeah. So
and that's what happens if you employ Grego.
Right.
Yeah.
It was toxicity, and there wasn't a lot of camaraderie, but radio shows that understand that you're in it together, that we're all kind of pawns in the game working for these corporate overlords, really, in the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
I give radio shows that come together on the same station, that's a very good thing because we're really in it together. We're not against each other.
Right. So you come alone or you come together.
At the Fan, once we kind of brought that together, that was fantastic. But KT, again, distracting us from the point, KT has been just an incredible addition to our show. And I can remember the first time we met him, we went to, what was that breakfast spot we met at?
It was Frankfurt, that coffee house.
Frankfurt
Arby's
coffee house.
Yeah. And I could tell his defenses were up a little bit. Like, he wasn't quite sure if he should really come with us or stay at the Ticket and keep going down that path. What was it? How did we get you?
This is key to that, is at the time, 2 weeks before that meeting, they just did an article on me, Machine, Jake Kemp, and Mike Saroy in Culture Map, I believe. I know Amanda Cobra wrote the article.
It's my favorite.
And I think I'm quoted in there saying something like I'd never leave the Ticket or something. Like, it's like just because I was 24 or whatever.
Yeah.
but it was a, and then like me and Machine were gone within a couple years.
Right.
So is that? But I was beginning to get, you know, I was beginning to get airtime. I had to fill in for Gordon, and I, Bob and Dan were having me on like once every couple weeks to a game show, and
which
I was
huge.
Becoming a part of the conversation, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that gets you going.
That's
okay.
Intoxicating.
And then I applied because Groobs left. All right, I remember this was all a wild time. I remember we went to a me and Jake Kipp went to a Stars game, and he's just like, "Hey, be ready, man." He goes, "Groobs is leaving. Don't tell anyone." All right, and it's like, okay,
insider
so
trading.
Same thing. Like, be ready to go. Like, so I applied for the top 10 job, which would have, you know, wouldn't have been good, but and they gave it to TC, and I got real mad about it. So that was kind of pushed, and then but there was like a whole thing though where I was my stock was rising, and what I didn't realize at the other time at that time though is that other people their stock was rising too.
Well, here's the thing.
So
if Skin and I hadn't left the ticket to go to get a job at Live 105.3 to lead into the Russ Martin Show in 2007 or 2008. Mm-hmm. We would still be the up-and-comers. Yeah. We would still be doing a weekend show at the Ticket. Nobody's really left.
Nope.
Like the back-channel conversations 10 years ago, there's still like nothing really came into fruition now besides Reiner retiring. It was like, oh, when will Norm quit?
And they just like, shuffled the chairs on the deck. But yeah. I don't even know if you know this. I read your Jack White record review that you posted on your blog.
When was that blog?
It was before you were working with us. You had tweeted out your review of the Jack White record.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a big time in the blog game, the blog sphere.
I remember Skin read it, a hard copy with a red pen, mm-hmm. and he took two pens. He ran through correcting it.
Yeah, there's a lot he didn't like about it.
I fixed it. You had a lot of mistakes in there. So to just sort of support that whole story and how you made the right decision, I think, mm-hmm. Earlier today, and I'm not taking a shot at this guy, I genuinely like this guy, Cray-Tray.
I like Cray-Tray.
I love Cray-Tray. He posted, "Wow, I've been doing overnights for 7 years," and then had a video of a guy going face down into the ground. Yeah. So you made a good decision.
Hey, we were grateful to start there. We're grateful that you came with us. Grateful K-Ray's with us. And we're happy to be here on the Eagle. Hope y'all are enjoying the presentation.
We're 2 minutes late, but can I play this one clip?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just a 20-second clip.
Yep.
It's remember the time there was a live spot happening on TV, and I was live with the wireless mic? I just found it.
Live coverage of KT trying to get on live television during the cash DFW thing.
Tell that.
You got to move to your right. Move to your right.
Your sports coat's blocking
my right.
You. No. Your right.
Just see get over there. Yeah. Right. One more step. Yeah!
KT!
Hey, start jumping up and down.
So
we had a drop of that. Yeah! We played it all the time.
KT, happy anniversary. We love you. Glad to have you on the show. We'll celebrate some more later.
And we're good.
Coming up next, the great Eric Nadel joins us as Around the Sports. Pretty exciting thing happening at the Kessler with Bastards of Soul. We'll talk to Eric Nadel next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.